It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Thanks for hanging out with us. Going to do some scamming scammers. Pip and I were just talking about that. We thought that band Pelican Rocket with the song Stank kind of sounded like that band Cinderella, who I'm a fan of. Kind of enjoyed that one. What the hell are we doing? We're doing scamming scammers. That's what we're doing. Oh, where is the thing? Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Whoa, whoa, always and forever.
All right, we resume on July 16th of 2020 between Fake Davin and Scammer Mary. These kids have had a tumultuous relationship. Joe and Pip have thought the relationship might have ended several times. But now things are looking up because Fake Davin and Mary from Ohio, Toledo, they're planning a vacation on the beaches of Scranton. Davin suggested it. Mary's looking forward to it. If you are unfamiliar with Scranton, it's landlocked and there are no beaches.
And our contestant is not aware of this, even though she's from Toledo.
Yes.
So, got a good train museum. That's it.
All right. So she goes, she says, "My love, are you there, honey? I've missed you so much." I go, "Hi, baby." She goes, "I'm here." I go, "What are you doing right now?" She goes, "My love." I go, "Hi, sexy. How was your day?" She goes, "I'm here, hun." Oh, my God. Does she suck at conversation?
Yeah.
I blow her a kiss emoji. "How was your day?" She said, "I'm good, honey. And you?" I go, "It's been good. Got some equipment I need to hopefully start making money. Fingers crossed, lover." I must have been when I got, like, all the green screen shit for the Zoom shows.
Ah.
She goes, "Like what?" "Ah, some backdrops. A black screen and a green screen. There you go. It all comes rushing back to me now."
You were close, yeah.
She goes, "Okay, have you eaten, honey?" I go, "Been so busy, I've not eaten. Just playing with lighting and camera angles. What have you eaten today?" She goes, "Pizza." I go, "I'm jealous." She laughs. I go, "Not of you, of the pizza. I wish I was in your mouth."
Oh,
with the pepperoni.
All right, yeah, sure. Sausage, I was thinking, but either way, we're good. Pepperonis are usually nipples. Anyway, so she goes, yeah, like, you ever hear, like, "Oh, she's got pepperoni nipples"?
But I can picture what you're talking about. I did see the fashion from the Oscars. So, yeah, I'm right with you.
Okay. She goes, "Okay." She goes, "Just okay?" I go, "Just okay, no comment." And then I go, "Guess you're gone." She's like, "I'll talk to you later, hun. Where are you going?" We go to July 17th. She goes, "Honey." I go, "Hi." She goes, how are you now?" I go, "I'm fine. How are you?" She goes, "Hello." Ugh, God, it's ponderous. I go, "Where'd you go last night?" She goes, "I'm so sad yesterday." I go, "I'm sorry." She goes, "I don't know what to do." You should be able to find it with location services. Call your phone provider, Sprint, right? Oh, she said she lost her phone. That's what it is.
Oh, missed that.
Yeah, me too. Because I probably didn't read it. That's probably why you missed it. She said she lost her phone.
Oh.
So I'm telling her she should be able to find with it location services. You know, once again, old FD looking to help.
Problem solver.
I go, "Sprint, right?" She goes, "Yes." She goes, have do it, hun." I go, question mark. She goes, "Have done it," spelled H-O-V-E. I go, "What'd they say?" "They said they will get back to me." I go, "That's great, baby." She goes, "Okay, hun." What the fuck? I hit something on this thing that is randomly playing music, and I don't like it.
Oh, that's really weird.
Yes. I ask her what she's doing now. She goes, "She's using the laptop to chat with you." I asked her if she has plans this weekend. She goes, "Not really. Anything for me, honey?" I go, "Okay, just going to be restful, rest beautiful." She goes, "Okay." I go, "How many nights do you want to spend in Scranton?" She goes, "A week, or you can't afford it?" A week in Scranton. Doesn't that sound lovely, Joe? You've been to Scranton. No. You could go to Wilkes Bar. You know, it's not far away.
Hey, big spender!
Week in Scranton sounds like a Farrelly Brothers movie.
I'd like to see the brochure.
I go because I travel so much. I have a lot of free nights at hotels. I can do a week. She goes, okay. Which time do you want me to come? I go, we should plan a week that works for us. What do you wish to do together in beautiful Scranton? I ask her. Too bad I didn't consult Joe. I would have had the train museum at my beck and call.
You gotta go to the train museum.
She goes, what of this weekend? I go, the hotel's probably sold out, baby. You know, July in Scranton, it is hard to get a good hotel room.
Because they're all booked up.
Well, yeah, you want to get to that Scranton beach.
Well, it's train week.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the good thing about the Scranton Beach Hotel is, oh, you're probably only about 4 hours away from the beach, so, you know.
Lugging those beach chairs gets to be a real drag.
It's a schlep. She goes, well, can be in hotel, hun. I go, when? She goes, this weekend. I go, I'll check, hun, but it is summer, so hotels are busy on the weekend. I wish you would have told me sooner you wanted to be with me this weekend. She goes, okay. I go, do you want me to check now? She goes, okay. I'm tired of being alone here. I go, okay, give me a few minutes. Are you free to come with me the rest of the month? She goes, yes, hun. I go, okay, baby, give me a few minutes. She goes, okay, hun. I go, hi, hun, are you there? She goes, she's here. I go, hi, baby, I spoke to the hotel. She goes, okay, what about? How about it? They said I can only have the room if you are naked.
Huh. What?
It's kind of interesting for a hotel to say to me, but I'm sure I was being completely being serious at that moment.
Oh, yes, smooth.
She goes, I don't understand. I go, it was a joke. Can I interest you in something about drag queens? She goes, it was a joke. I go, I just wanted you naked. She goes, I can't. Until wait to get to the hotel. I go, I can't have you naked while you chat with me? She goes, have you spoke with you hotel? I go, I have, hon. I just want to know why I can't have you naked when I chat with you. She goes, I can't be naked here until I get to you. I go, really? That's a shame. She goes, okay, I can't until I get to you. That's right. Keep your clothes on, woman.
She's really insisted on not being able to take off her clothes until she's up front and center.
She must not have naked pictures of the girl she stole the identity from.
Exactly.
I go, why, baby? You don't like to be naked when you chat with me? She goes, I'm not with my phone. Besides that, I can't be naked. I go, even if I say pretty please? She goes, but if we are together, I can. I go, okay, baby. So this weekend, they are sold out. They are sold out until September. However, I told them who I am, and they could give me the week starting August 11th. Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? I am the King of Scranton, and you shall grant me this wish.
Yeah, it sounds like they bent over backwards, yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, you are excited? I go, are you excited? She says, yes. I go, I am too. I can't wait to hold you in my arm. She goes, same here. I blow her a kiss emoji. I go, what would you like to do all week? She goes, to make love together with you. Well, somebody's going to be raw.
There you go.
She goes, to make love together with you. I go, that sounds lovely. So for a week, we won't leave our bed? She goes, yes. I go, wow, that sounds amazing, but very impractical. It's going to smell in there. You're going to have to let the help in.
Did you say that?
No, I'm saying it to you guys.
Oh.
She goes, okay. I go, you have my mind racing. Then I go, I guess you left. She goes, hello, I'm here. I go, where'd you go? She goes, I'm here. I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm fine. How are you? She goes, I'm good. I go, awesome. I go, any update on when you get your phone back? She goes, no. I go, I'm sure it will be soon. I ask her if she's had dinner. She says, no, and you? I say, no, you should be eating something, babe. She goes, okay, hun, what are you going to have? And then she leaves. And then we go to July 18th. So, this is a consistent thing amongst scammers. I don't know regular people who just leave conversations like this.
Right. Well, you know, it's like on television where nobody says goodbye when they hang up the damn phone. You know, or sometimes they don't close the door when they walk into a room, and then they have a very personal conversation. It's like, hello, wide open to the hallway, drives me crazy. But she just, like, disappears.
I think what happened here is that we faded to black. It was the end of the scene, and we showed another couple doing something else. I think that's what happened. I'm failing to read the stage direction. Shame on me.
You know, I'm failing to understand the stage direction. Shame on me.
Well, that's why people can't write with Joe and I. Anyway, all right, July 18th, 2020. she, She goes, hello, good morning, hun. I blow her a kiss emoji. I go, good morning, dear. She goes, my love. I go, hi, baby. She asks how I'm doing. I go, tired but good. How are you? She goes, why are you tired? What are you doing? I said, I didn't sleep well. I said, talking to my baby before I work out. What are you doing? She's home. She didn't hear anything about the phone. I'm so sad. I go, give it a few days, baby. Try not to be sad. She goes, okay. I ask her what she's doing today. She goes, I'm at home doing nothing. They never have plans, these scammers.
Yeah, they do nothing, and they want you to be excited about talking to them.
Yeah, well. I go, oh, well, you can write me a poem. She goes, okay. I go, really? She goes, okay. I ask her what the poem will be about. She goes, honey, I'm not in mood. I go, but you just said okay. She said, I'm not. I go, you're not what? She goes, OMG, I need money. And we're back.
Wow. Oh, I think I hurt my neck from it swinging around so fast.
Because you've had enough of your shit. Oh, my God, I need money. I can't sit through any more of this horse shit. I need a gift card. I need something out of you.
Joe, try to focus. We're not talking about your thoughts. We're talking about hers. Leave yourself out of this. This is what she's thinking.
Yeah, but Joe needs a yak. Don't you have any compassion?
No, Joe needs to get me an answer tomorrow morning so I know if he can do a shit gig with me. That's what Joe needs to do. No, I'm doing it for the piss poor money. I've done these gigs already.
I'm doing it for the money.
I want to hear the story.
I'll probably bring home $10, but it's one of those ones for the story.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
She goes, OMG, I need money. What do you think I say to that?
Oh, my, OMG, I need money, too.
What do you think, Joe?
You got a job?
I said, me too. Good job, Pip. She goes, okay. I go, is this where you break up with me? She goes, I need money. Did I talk about breakup? I said, I need some money. I go, no, but that is what you've done in the past. I'm glad we're not breaking up.
And we know you have a track record.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, oh, well, let me look at my watch. It's just about time for the breakup talk.
Which is disappointing because we just planned a lovely week in Scranton.
I know.
Let me look at my watch. Oh, it's half past the gift card. All right.
There you go.
Really?
You can write that down, Pip.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, you don't want to help me at all, and it's not good. I go, here we go.
Hold on. Did you say, here you go to yourself, or did you write, here you go?
No, I wrote, here. I wrote, here we go.
That's great.
I go, here we go. I go, is this where you threaten? I go, is this where you threaten to cheat on me?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm tired of this cheating. Cheating all the time. Stop. I give her a huge sad emoji. I go, I'm sorry, but you've threatened it so many times. I guess I'm still not sure if you love me. Another sad emoji. She goes, I believe you eat this morning. Have not eaten anything since morning. I go, I've not eaten anything. She goes, okay. I go, do you love me, Mary? She goes, yes, from the bottom of my heart. I go, okay, I'm glad. She goes, but I've not eaten since morning. I swear I need money. Well, you know, if I'm not going to help you with your menstrual cramps, what makes you think I'm going to help you eat?
Yeah, really.
Well, it's just kind of bizarre. Like, was that why she was asking you what you had earlier? Because she wanted to bring up how hungry she was?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like I should get her a ticket to Iowa where she could dine on some brown rice and a can of tuna fish.
No. Only the best for her. Salmon.
I go, honey, I told you I'm working on it. I told you COVID has made me unemployed. It's not like I'm sitting on my couch not trying, okay? She goes, I don't ask you money. I know if I ask you, you will say you don't have it. I'm just telling my God. Oh, I didn't know he was in the chat.
Well, she said, oh, my God, I need money. So, yeah, she just did.
All right, I guess you're right. I go, okay, but I'm letting you know I'm working on things. I'm letting you know I care about you. But, yeah, you make me nervous. I feel like at any moment you'll break up with me. She goes, OMG, you know what you were doing to me is not good. What am I fucking doing? What am I doing?
What you're doing to me is not good. You are affecting my bottom line because I can't get any fucking money out of you, mister.
Well, she's spoken. She's looking for money, and all she's getting out of you is horse shit. Yeah.
In my defense, hold on. Hold on. In my defense, I advertise as importer exporter of horse shit. So.
Now, think about this. If this was real, here we go. This is real, we get it. Now, we think of that. But think about it. If it is real, I'm pleading to you and I'm getting horse shit. Think about it as a business thing. I got to get some cash out of you and I got to deal with this horse shit. You know? So it's on both ends, real or pretend land, it's a little frustrating.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
And by the way, she said that she was just speaking to her God. Well, she's talking to you, so I think that she just called you God.
Bow down and suck my staff.
My rod and my staff, they will comfort
my
you.
Rod, my golden rod and my steel. Be us, bring us out, gift card it to ye.
I think I remember that passage.
Yeah. Now I gotta go to confession. And hopefully the Lord hasn't changed.
You watch yourself, Joe.
Yeah.
She goes, OMG, you know what you're doing to me is not good. I go, I'm not trying to do anything to you. I love you and I can't wait to be with you in a town, Scranton, that is almost as beautiful as you, baby.
Slap.
Almost as beautiful as you.
Listen, Scranton in August is lovely. The daffodils of August are one thing, but Scranton in August, that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yes. Going to that hotel that now is owned by the Indians, and then going down to the marvelous Mugs, where you can have a funeral dinner there. They even put it in there. Funeral dinner.
A funeral dinner.
Well, that's just what they call dinner in a comedy show. It's a funeral dinner.
Come eat dinner. It might be your own funeral.
She goes, okay, bye. I go, why are you saying bye? She goes, I'm not in mood. I'm hungry. I go, are you going to make spaghetti and eggs? Remember, she had that before.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, I don't have anything at home like food. I go, okay, well, you'll eat well in Scranton. Do you like seafood?
Oh, my God.
Seafood is known in Scranton. The club's got the fried fish combo.
Oh,
that's fried fish and comedy.
The catch of the day is crab. The catch of the day is crabs. Anyway,
right.
She goes, I said I don't have anything to eat for now. I go, well, I can't fix that since I'm not in Toledo. She goes, I need money to get some food. I go, okay. She goes, any amount, please, hon. We're desperate. I go, okay, I understand. She goes, what? I go, I know you will. I go, I know. She. Oh, I'm sorry. She goes, what? I know you won't talk anything. No problem. I go, huh? I go, I don't understand. She goes, okay. I go, I still don't understand, but okay. Chat at me later if you wish. As Flemica says, a day in the sun is a night in the dark. And I blow her a kiss emoji. I really need to bring Flemicus into it. I got so many scammers. I keep on forgetting. Flemicus needs another run.
He does with somebody that...
With Flemicus. I can't get Flemicus out of my head. I'm getting dressed for work. I'm putting my shoes in. And Flemicus, I'm like, I gotta punch him. Stupid Flemicus.
Flemicus says, every man puts shoes on one at a time, but every woman likes shoes.
That is the word of
Flemish.
That is the word of Flemish.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Yeah, he's the saint of nasal congestion.
He is.
I thought I was the character for that. Anyway.
Is he Flemicus?
I know I am not on the side of the off now, but for you to take that away from me, I am very upset. You will never work this funeral/comedy club again.
Right. Funeral club.
Yeah, we did a story on that. So as I said, as Flemica says, a day in the sun is a night in the dark. And she goes, LOL.
Okay.
I go, what is funny? She goes, you don't care about me. I'm telling you that I don't eat since morning. You don't say anything. I go, so should I cancel Scranton?
Oh, man.
She goes, What?
Go to the diner. You're in Toledo.
Yeah, but she doesn't have money.
Oh, yeah, I know.
This is going to be very inside, but I got to say it. All this talk about going to Australia, you're dealing with a scammer, Linda.
I prefer the scammer.
I thought it was.
I'm more likely to get an honest answer. And that is very inside. And Joe's not arguing. Anyway. I go, so should I cancel Scran? She goes, I said I'm hungry. And I go, I told you I'm trying, but you always go right to I don't care about you. She goes, I'm hungry. Help me with that any amount. I go, listen, I'm out of work. I told you if you wait, I'll take care of you. If you can't, then I guess we'll split up. What's your decision? She goes, I'm not in the mood. I go, you let me know. I'm tired of you making me feel badly. She goes, why bad? I go, because I can't help you right now, and it makes me feel like shit. This is about me. Fake Davin's the victim.
Oh, fake Davin is often the victim.
She goes, okay. Did you help me since I know you? I go, we don't even know each other very long. Have you helped me?
Ooh, nice.
She goes, OMG. I go, what are you OMGing about now?
Oh, my God. You're such a nag.
She goes, nothing. I go,
you are in the doghouse, man.
I go, so what do you want to do? Because I can't be with someone who makes me feel bad all the time. I got Joe right here. I have someone like that. My wife. Well, I said my wife, but I meant Joe. My wife. And I'm kicking her ass to the curb. Are you with me or against me?
Oh, wow.
She goes, okay. I go, that's not an answer. Are you with me or against me? She goes, I'm with you. I go, good. I'm glad. So please be patient with me. I'm looking for a stable, loving relationship. My hope is it is with you. She goes, okay. Besides money, what do you want from me? And we'll end it there.
Wow. She wants a palace in Scranton. I can't stand it. She's just like, first she says, LOL, like she seems to appreciate the joke of Flemmicus, and then she's like right into you. You're not helping. Where's my money?
Whoa. Flemmicus is no joke, my dear.
Thank you, Joe.
Enough of your blasphemy.
Thank you, Joe. This guy gets it.
Excuse me, I have to get a confession.
Don't worry, they won't blab. So.
But not yet.
So I guess now that her cramps are out of the way, she's hungry.
Yeah, maybe. I think that this is like we're learning all about her cycle.
Well, the thing is, like, all you want is my money. Is there anything else you want from me? And, you know, now the ball's in her court, she's got to be curious about what she's going to say.
Well, I mean, yeah. She's always given very considered answers in the past.
Yes.
Be careful with the ask, my dear. I also think it's very funny that she's struggling over trying to find her phone when she supposedly works for Sprint.
Yes. I get, it's funny. They fall into two categories, these scammers, very often. They work, but yet they need me to pay for shit.
Yes.
Or they don't work, and it's my job to support their ass.
Well,
you know, and
the
after
whole...
about 20 minutes, it should be your job.
Yeah, it's true.
I know. And right away, I love you. When can you send me money?
I had one who I just started talking to told me I'm her best friend. I told her, I go, stop cutting and pasting stuff.
Yeah, really. It's like, that's pathetic.
Yeah, let's go.
Work up to it a little.
Let's go. We got a show to do. I can't have you reading me this shit that makes no sense. Let's go.
Yeah. Do better.
Yes. Entertain us more. Be better.
Are you not entertained?
So.
No, I'm not.
So I think it's good. Do you guys think we're coming to Endgame?
No. I think you could string her along a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she's too stupid. She's gonna keep going.
Because you asked her, you know, is it all money that I am to you? And she hasn't answered yet, so it's the ball's in her court. You know, I think I think that she still thinks she could string you along a little bit and try to break you down and try to get the money that she wants. But you can see in her but you can tell in her frustration, especially when she stopped and said, "Look, I want, you know," it's like, holy cow, I'm in the dark.
Wow, even the clappers had enough of his shit.
No, his head is appearing and disappearing. He can't turn on the lights. He's clapping his life away. Visually, this is very entertaining.
All right, Joe, stop clapping like you're at a sing-along at the day program.
I gotta do a read. I can't do it in the dark.
Well, then turn on a switch, stupid.
Joe, you just look very special right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Joe has his little joke in his act where he talks about, you know, like being fed like a seal. Well, now Joe can clap and make the noise. See? All right. Let's wrap this up. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine program. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you. We've enjoyed watching you show off about being on vacation, too.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
He deserves it. He works hard.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but it's going to be an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch. In addition to their dinner menu, which is served all day, Friday and Saturday nights, that's Portobello featuring live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that is your destination for that special event. This is a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Sidestream Productions owner Gavin of Gavin's Den. Gavin, what we got coming up now?
March 31st, Eric Tartaglione is your headliner.
It's going to be a great show. Portobello Banquets, oh, I already read that line. Experience all Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Side Spinning Productions, if you need to hire a comic or comedians for your restaurant or venue or fundraiser, don't jerk me around if you're a fundraiser. Go to SideSpinningProductions.com or give us a call at 551-404-3094. Joe, you got anything going?
Apparently Friday night selling my soul, but after that, nothing.
Well, you don't even know. You're not even sure you can get out yet, right?
No, I'll find out first thing in the morning.
Okay.
First thing in the morning.
Okay.
There was no grown-ups there when you asked, so I have to find them.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. If they're getting the two of us, they're getting way more than this budget deserves. If they're getting one of us, they're getting way more than this budget deserves.
Right.
But I really sold it to Joe. Hey, you want to do a gig that pays badly? That is too far away?
How can he pass it up?
I'm not going to lie to him.
Like I said, I'll do it for the story.
All right. Well,
walk away with $10, you know? Yeah, I'll do it for the story.
All right. It is time to go. We certainly appreciate those of you that are listening live and those of you that listen on podcast, even on those podcast stations that we haven't given permission to, who just take the show now. Ugh. Anyway.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's a big one I told Joe about. Anyway, whatever. So be it. If you have a podcast platform, we might be on it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Been fun. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please.